This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The thing about trade, about which there was much talk this morning by the president and by his spokesman, is that it crops up in slices of the economy you might not expect. For instance, corn. We know a guy who grows corn. Keith Alverson is his name. We talked to him first in South Dakota about 3, maybe 4 years ago, occasionally since then. Keith, it's good to have you on again.
Yeah, thank you for having me back. Good to hear your voice.
Let me ask you, first of all, how's the corn business in South Dakota now?
Yeah, we had a bin buster crop, busted the grain bins, and so it was a record crop for us, at least on our farm and, you know, a lot of farmers in the area. We had some hiccups in some parts of South Dakota where the weather didn't cooperate quite so well, but, you know, things are looking up. You know, everybody's feeling pretty good about the crop production end of things. You know, of course, the prices are down just because we've got such a big supply. And so that puts a damper on things, but, you know, everybody feels good about growing a big crop.
Let me ask you a question in your capacity as a member of the board at the National Corn Growers Association and there in South Dakota on that board as well. How are y'all feeling about America and global trade and how important that whole political conversation that we're having in this country is to you?
You know, I think we're optimistic about the future. Most farmers you'll find are optimists. We talk pessimistically now and again, but we're kind of going into this with nervous anticipation. You know, trade and global issues are a huge deal to us, just because, you know, about 15 to 20% of our corn crop gets exported. So it's a big deal when we start talking about trade issues.
Right. What are your thoughts on Sonny Perdue, the former governor of the state of Georgia, rather, who's now going to be the Secretary of Agriculture? President Trump is hoping anyway. He's been nominated. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I don't have firsthand experience with Sonny, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Well, you call him Sonny, though. How about that, right?
Well, how about Secretary Perdue or Secretary-elect? You know, heard good things. He's been involved in the grain business, you know, throughout most of his life and has been successful at that. And so he knows the value of trade and marketing and things along that line. And so we're optimistic and, you know, looking forward to working with him.
Take me down to the smaller scale. When you go to the feed store or you have a cup of coffee with the guys there in town, what are you talking about?
You know, one of the things that we've heard throughout the election process is, you know, concern over potential regulations within farming and industry. You know, so those things are always a concern. We talk a lot about, in my area especially, it's ethanol and how is this going forward? You know, the renewable fuel standard is one of our very top priorities within, you know, the whole corn world. And so, you know, how this plays out and support for that has really been important to us, and to have that be a successful and vibrant industry.
Keith Alverson is a corn farmer out near Chester, South Dakota. Keith, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.